This is VONA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The worldwide death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic rose above 350,000. The milestone comes as South Korea announced Wednesday its highest number of new cases in more than a month. The country was an early hotspot for the coronavirus outbreak, but now barely ranks in the top 50 in terms of confirmed infections. Brazil has emerged as a major source of concern, trailing only the United States in the number of infections. Keeping in South Korea, though, more than 2 million school children returned to class on Wednesday morning in the latest stage of the country's emergence from its coronavirus lockdown. Extra precautions were taken, parents and children having their temperature checked as they arrived on the school premises. About 400 schools and kindergartens decided to delay the reopening due to the recent upsurge in the number of COVID-19 cases in South Korea. Last week, high schoolers, the seniors, returned to school after almost 2 months at home. Police patrolled outside Hong Kong's legislature complex Wednesday before lawmakers debate a bill that would criminalize the abuse that is of the Chinese national anthem in the semi-autonomous city. Hong Kong lawmakers holding a second debate on a bill that calls for anyone who intentionally insults the anthem could face up to 3 years in prison and fines more than $6,000. Twitter on Tuesday, for the first time, put a fact-check warning on President Trump's tweet, prompting readers to check the facts in tweets sent by Trump, warning his claims about mail-in ballots contain potentially misleading information about voting processes. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Three Republican governors offering to hold the party's 2020 national convention in their state if the Democrat governor in North Carolina doesn't satisfy President Trump's demand for a full gathering in August. The governors of Florida, Georgia, Texas all say their state would be ideal for the Republicans to gather. The convention, where Trump is certain to be nominated for a second term, set to open in Charlotte, North Carolina, August the 24th. The World Health Organization's executive director is warning that the world remains in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak as some countries rapidly reopen while others are struggling to contain it. Dr. Mike Ryan said cases were climbing in South America, South Asia, and other regions. He said the disease can jump at any time and warned North America, Europe, Southeast Asia and other parts of the world not to relax coronavirus control measures too quickly. More than 60 countries pledged about $3.4 billion to help Venezuelan refugees who have fled poverty, violence, and oppression at home. The funds came during a video pledging conference Tuesday set up by Canada, Norway, Spain, the European Union, and the United Nations. The United States pledged $200 million for Venezuelan refugees and those who are not on their feet from the pandemic. Despite its vast oil wealth, the Venezuelan economy is in tatters in part because of the failed socialist policies and U.S. sanctions. Sudan officials say the number of cases of domestic violence against women and girls has increased during the COVID-19 lockdown in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. The head of Sudan's gender department at the Social Welfare Ministry said her office documented 42 incidents of gender-based violence, including rapes and beatings of women and girls in Khartoum and other towns across Sudan over the past month. Under former President Omar al-Bashir's 30-year rule, there were no laws to protect women and girls, a situation that the spokesperson said exposed them to abuse within their families. The Social Welfare Ministry has opened a hotline to provide psychological and social support to domestic violence survivors during the COVID-19 lockdown. And NASA, SpaceX, sending two U.S. astronauts on a mission Wednesday to the International Space Station from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.